like bread. But
cookies?
Well, these were more like bread, and you have to be careful whether or not they turn out as though they're made of cement.
You mean rolls?
No, the one that they had the joke about, the new bride.
Oh, biscuits.
Yeah. How about other bread made of cornmeal? Did your mother make cornbread? Did she make anything else with cornmeal?
No, I don't remember.
Corn Dodgers or hoe cakes?
Yeah.
I don't know what those are.
Well, I don't know what that is either.
How about the little cake that, it varies in size, but has a hole in the middle?
Donuts?
You ever call those anything else?
No, I don't think so. So, a lot of people call them sinkers.
Yeah. You ever hear cruller?
Well, yes, but I think a cruller is a different thing. If you ever notice in these bakeries, they have maybe it's about so long, and it looks like donut mixture or donut stuff, and they're curled, twisted, see? And I think that's what they call a cruller. I don't know for sure, but I never heard it called a donut.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad brought home a whole bushel of day-old baked goods once.
Yeah.
There were donuts and these things with jelly in the middle and those twisted things. Oh boy, I was in hog heaven. They said I could just eat all I wanted. I think I ate a half a bushel. Well, in the morning sometimes, perhaps you have cakes that you cook on a pan.
Pancakes. You know, let me tell you a story about that. When my folks were living, and all of us, well, after all of my sister and brother got married, every morning we had pancakes for breakfast. If we didn't have pancakes for breakfast, we didn't have anything to eat. And it didn't make any difference who was here. My folks entertained quite a few preachers, and we'd have pancakes when the preacher was here too. Didn't make any difference whether the preacher was here. We had pancakes.
Well, they'll keep you going all day long.
Yeah, I like them.
My office mate says he doesn't eat breakfast unless he has pancakes.
That's right.
Oh, let's see. If you wanted somebody to go get some flour, let's say, we'll work on something else. What do you put into a bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Is this always bought from a store?
Well, I don't know. Now they have one, what they call everlasting yeast. I don't know where that comes from originally, but they'll, when they want to make a batch of bread, then they will keep out some of that yeast. They won't use all of it, see? And then they have that yeast for the next time. And they call that everlasting yeast. Now where it comes from originally, I suppose it would come from the store in some form, probably the yeast foam. And but that's the only two that I know. Of course they have that yeast foam is in a little square cake, just about that square and about that thick. And there's, I don't know, six or seven cakes in a package. Now that's what my mother always used. She never used that everlasting yeast. But I suppose they make that everlasting yeast from the yeast foam.
Like sourdough, huh?
Sir?
No. The miners out in the, in the early days who would save it.
Yeah, that's right.
They called them sourdoughs because they always had this little wad of sourdough. Yeah. Inside of an egg, you find
yolk.
And what color is that?
It's yellow.
And let's see, how can you serve eggs?
Oh, you fry them or you boil them?
You have fried eggs. What kind of eggs?